The day she died was December 3rd, 1954. The furnace had cooked the air so hot, my mother had peeled off her sweater and stood in short sleeves, jerking at the window in her bedroom, wrestling with the stuck paint. Finally, she gave up and said, "Well, fine. We'll just burn the hell up in here, I guess." Her hair was black and generous, with thick curls circling her face. A face I could never quite coax into view despite the sharpness of everything else. I raised my arms to her, and she picked me up, saying I was way too big a girl to hold like this, but holding me anyway. The moment she lifted me, I was wrapped in her smell. The scent got laid down in me in a permanent way and had all the precision of cinnamon.